my giant bag.
June 20th, 1952 was a warm day in St. Louis. On the south side of St. Anthony's Hospital, a woman was struggling to give birth to a 9-pound, 12-ounce hunk of burning rubber.
Is that the way your one-man show starts?
Whee!
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, thank you. Aww. Thank you.
Look out, he's going to pull it out.
He's your bodyguard.
You better have him sit.
What if the daddy?
Yes, we
are. Bree, you did such a great job with all of your acting. I mean, Sam was telling us that there was most of it was CGI, so you had to kind of like just improvise and imagine things. So, what was the most difficult scene
Sorry,
for you?
So mesmerized by your
By my rings and my bling, right? I know. Sorry.
How do you type? How do you do things?
Like normal. Like a normal
you just
person.
Get used to it?
Yes. I'm so normal. I'm used to
we'll
it.
We'll ask the questions here, young lady.
She's looking at your hands
she's
like she's looking at Kong.
What was your most difficult scene to shoot? CGI or in real life?
I'm trying to think. I feel like it's less about a particular scene and more about like the experience as a whole, because it's like running in an obstacle course for 10 hours a day every day. Like it's a lot of movement in this film. I mean, there's I think only one scene where we're just like standing still talking. So you see us walk through a scene and maybe it's 30 seconds in the movie, but that means it was probably a whole day of us climbing up that part of that hill or running through that boneyard. So it was really taxing on the body and in a way that I had never experienced before. Like, I've experienced mental drain. I had never gotten to that point where you're really pushing yourself to the limit, and it's amazing what your body can do. It's fun.
How did you prepare for this role then?
I trained. Legendary got me a trainer, and so I just started training. And I had trained before when I did Room, but it was a different kind of training. For Room, it was just about like trying to get myself wiry and small, and for this, it was actually about like actually bulking up. And you sit differently on your body when you have that type of strength.
She could kill a guy.
Kill a guy down.
Well, speaking of monsters, were you guys fans of monster movies growing up? I mean, just like kind of geeking out.
I had a poster of King Kong in my house.
Shut up, that's my line.
I had a Revell model of King Kong when I was a child. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's a new tidbit. You're just bringing it up now?
Well, yeah, man, you got to pace yourself.
Oh, I
see. Ever done a junket? No, I had all the Universal models. Yeah. Frankenstein, Werewolf, Phantom of the Opera, which
Into the Opera.
Yeah. Well, they'd put it out because suckers like me would buy it.
I have it.
You're the Phantom of the Opera model? That's awesome.
John, your character...
Sir!
In these kind of movies, your character would have been the guy that we wanted to get it first.
Yeah.
But
he gets it.
But the storyline... But I don't want to give that away, but the storyline makes him a very sympathetic character. We find that there's something behind him. Did you find that was?
I thought he was a dick with ears, but.
Well, thank you.
The more I worked on the guy, the less I liked him. Ain't that something? No, it was easy to play. He had issues from the Japan War, which is always kind of fun to base something on, and use your imagination there. What?
I don't know anything else to say. I can't help you with that question.
Thank you, ma'am.
I don't know what it's like to do that.
How does it feel to have a Kong save you?
It was green screen.
I know.
Was it liberating?
I know.
So my experience with Kong was a tape mark.
You didn't have a big hand?
No, it didn't have a big hand. There was like a foam pad. I laid on. So I don't know.
Just kind of like rolled off the pad, right? Because doesn't he like kind of let you roll off his hand?
I don't really know the logic of how I get out of his hand.
Was not playing the classic Kong heroine an attraction to this particular project for you?
Yeah, I think that's the one of the reasons why I did this is
for the heroin.
Was to turn this allegory on its head a little bit and to respond to the fact that we're in a different time right now, and I think we're ready to see a different type of female hero. And what's interesting about Weaver is that she's strong and she's tough, but she's sensitive, and that's her strength, is that she's using her heart and her humanity to actually save all of them in the end. And it doesn't take all of this running around and brute force and explosions and guns. It actually just took having the simplest connection. That's what saved their lives. And I think that's an incredible message.
Well, will you be able to fold that over then when you move into the Marvel world? You're playing a strong but sensitive character. And you work with two people in this film that are entrenched in there. Did you talk to them about your future?
My future. Well, I don't think that anyone knows my
future.
In
the Marvel world, that's all I meant.
Doctor Strange.
I didn't talk with them about it. Mostly because the whole thing feels so big and secretive. I didn't want to talk to anybody about it. I was too scared that they had tapped my house and come find me if I said it out loud. I think that for me, I believe that just seeing women be strong and tough is not answering the question of what a female hero looks like. I think that women have their own set of skills that are worth exploring and seeing on screen. I feel like it's too easy to just say, oh, well, we'll just change the name of this female character to a male, but have her do all the same things that a male does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. I think there's something else. I think there's more to women than that. And so Mason is a great example of that, and then Captain Marvel will be another great example of that, of exploring deeper how do women lead and how is that different and unique.
Now you have to act opposite monsters. Is it grueling mentally when you have to? Sam was talking about all the questions he's asking about how big are they, where are they at. Is it mentally grueling when you have to pretend to know where these things are and try to act at the same time?
It's not. Well, it just, you have really weird conversations with your director that are very different than other films. You know, with other films, you're playing off of another person,
right,
and you're talking about it as if, like, well, they said it this way, and that made me react in this way, and how can we change that dynamic? With this, it's like you're starting from a complete unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So when a creature pops up, you have to go, well, what does it look like, and what do its eyes look like? Does it look like it's going to eat me, or does it look like it's going to be nice to me, or does that change? You know, how close is it to me? How tall is it? What kind of animal can we describe it like? It's like all of these unknowns that you're just not used to dealing with before, and because it's all imaginary, and there's not even, it's not like we had video or anything to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be on the same page.
No tennis balls? Follow the tennis ball?
Well, there was that, but the tennis ball is like, what is the tennis ball?
Yeah.
John. Is it a mean tennis ball? Is it a nice tennis ball?
He's right.
John?
Sir?
How did you find the motivation to see what wasn't there?
It's something I've been doing since before I was a professional. I mean, we do plays in a church basement, and you had to use your imagination, and that's always been... that's where I live every day anyway. No, I mean, you know, what is it? How much water is in its mouth, what's in there, what's it smell like, what, you know, just...
It's fun.
Yeah, you know, just fun.
Bree, you...
How bad's it going to hurt when he steps on you?
You play a photojournalist in this film, and so did you... First of all, do you photograph your photographer?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Was that a real camera? Kind of a camera were you using in the film?
So I used a Leica in the film.
That's
and amazing. I personally had not used a Leica before, so I didn't take photos with that because I didn't know how that would turn out. So instead I used my camera that I had, which was an AE-1 program.
Mm-hmm.
It's Canon. And I had taken photography classes years ago and had learned how to develop film and was excited to get into it again. I try and find some sort of meditative hobby to do on set, and it's different for every film, but I have a hard time. Like, there's a lot of downtime, but I don't like reading so much on set because it feels like you're taking yourself out of your world instead of being present.
You gotta keep snapping back.
So
it takes too long to come back.
Yeah, and then you feel like you're not ready to do whatever. There's a lot of waiting and
every goddamn iPhone every 5 minutes.
Yeah. I took a lot of pictures.
Yeah, you took
a lot of.
I started taking pictures because she was taking so many pictures. Well, hey, I better get hip.
Yeah, you're very hip now.
Yeah.
So I brought my
using
brought
it.
My. Oh no, you don't do it anymore.
No.
Come on. So I started taking photos as a way to like stay connected and keep my mind active. So my camera bag got pretty heavy by the end because I wanted it to be legit. So I had like all my extra lenses and all the film and all the stuff in my bag. And I had wardrobe sew in all these extra pockets in case people didn't get the logic of how many, like, how is she getting all these rolls of film? I actually have infinite rolls of film. Hmm. So I was like, no, there's tons of pockets. There's lots of, in this bag is magic. There's lots of stuff happening in there. Very quickly I learned that the bag's really heavy. The cameras are really heavy, which was part of why training became so helpful, because you've got like 10 pounds of weight hanging around your neck. So I started taking photos and then realized I cannot just go take these to get developed. These are top secret behind the scenes photos.
That's right.
Yeah. So then I reached out to Legendary and Warner Bros. And said, what do you think about, you know, what if we made this like a thing and I'll take actual photos as this character and I'll cut out, I'll do some that you can see behind the scenes, but most of it will just look like you won't see any of our crew. It'll just be like real photos, and they're into it. So we had our own like secret back and forth where I was sending them the rolls of film, and they had their own, you know, top secret lab that they were developing them in. So I don't know if you've been to that room over there, but those are
pictures?
Yeah.
Nice.
The ones that I'm in are, I didn't take, obviously, but the ones that I'm not in, I did take. And this is actually my first time seeing them. I had no idea they were blowing them up, so I got kind of emotional seeing them.
Where
I didn't
was
know they had turned around.
This?
It's in the press room.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and they were so amazing. They were like, oh, just so you know, the lighting's not right. We're getting gallery lighting.
They look like gallery lighting?
They
look like authentic Vietnam pictures from helicopters, too.
Yeah, and I took them. Really.
Yeah, that's...
I did. Me. I know.
Were you up in a helicopter?
Yeah, I took a lot in the helicopter.
Not one of those.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. That was one of my
first days. I
didn't know
they had a practical one.
Yeah, one of my first days was that.
How did you like Vietnam? Sorry, guys, I'm Vietnamese.
That's fine.
It was shot in Vietnam, so I need to ask some questions about Vietnam.
I have a Canadian question later.
So. Okay, that's fine. So how did you guys like shooting in Vietnam?
I loved it.
We love it.
What stood out about it? And
it just, it was a totally... pardon the word, exotic to me. First of all, we camped out in downtown Hanoi, which...
So cool.
Yeah, it was like the hotel was very westernized, but
yeah.
Getting out and just getting lost and digging the hive of people, the smells, the food, just unbelievable.
And the people are really, really nice.
Yeah. Really nice. The crews.
They love
the
Americans.
We would get like to go to work. We'd have to take water shuttles that women would paddle.
With their feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
For us under caves. Yeah, some great caves too, and especially
really cool
when
caves.
We were out by the lake house. It was great.
Oh
stuff.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful.
Well, we also at that point, once we were in Vietnam, I feel like we traveled every 3 days or every week or something like that. So we were in a new part. So we got to see a lot of different areas within Vietnam. The food was so good. So good. I mean, because it's...
You were screaming at somebody not to eat street food. And then...
Well, I've spent a lot of time in India, and so I know that street food is bad. And so a bunch of the dudes day one went and ate street food, and I was like, we have work tomorrow. But then... I figured out that it's totally fine to eat street food, which is part of why I would say everybody needs to go to Vietnam, because you can eat anything you want there and you're perfectly fine, because they care so much. It's all about the freshness of their ingredients.
Yeah.
The food is so clean that they can't have things that go bad, because they can't mask the flavor, because it's about that purity of flavor. So once I figured that out, I was eating anything I could possibly get my hands on.
Banh mi.
Okay, so banh mi is your favorite. How about you?
I love banh mi. And
pho.
I love pho. Yeah, I had pho every morning. There was a bunch of stuff. I went on a food tour where I went on the back of this girl. It was like this girl, this cute like group of girls, and they all called each other different fruits. Mine was strawberry, and we had like apple and orange.
Like a bowl of tricks.
So cute. And they took us around to different
how much shit did
you
buy?
Got it.
I bought a lot
I mean, like, did you come back with any money?
Yes. I had to buy another suitcase with all the stuff that I brought back, all the clothes and things. And I still, like, wish I would have bought more.
What kind of clothes?
She like, damn, that outfit.
You know, the Zaw people, or the mountain people, mm-hmm. they do these incredible, really intricate, embroidered skirts and
tops. Oh, my God.
Tops.
She
I went nuts.
Where the hell did you wear that stuff?
Yeah, I was just going to say, where would you wear it to?
That blue.
Oh, I wore it all while I was
number.
In Vietnam,
yeah.
And now I just, like, wear it with, like... Like, it's very cool to wear, like, a vintage shirt with, like, my skirt from Vietnam.
Yeah, I bought a...
It's every single... into all of it. I also bought a bunch of stuff as gifts. I bought a set and gave it to Alessandra Michelle, who does Gucci, and I bought a set and gave it to the Rodarte girls, because I was like, you have to see the craftsmanship of these clothes. Mm-hmm. It's... I've never seen anything like it before. I was just amazed by it.
What did you get, John?
I got an extra large Vietnamese T-shirt.
Might
fit my dog. It's sitting in a drawer. It's beautiful, but I can't wear it. I want it. I wanted it so bad. It's just that red field with a gold star on it.
What do you remember of your Oscar win from last year? People say they forget. What do you remember?
Yeah,
you just
cut that.
I'm sorry.
Well, growing up, did you see a lot of the old Kong and Godzilla films?
No, just the one Jesse did and the first one, which was, like, iconic to me. And Mighty Joe Young, which was by the same people.
Oh, yeah.
It was the coolest. I saw that in a theater.
And to answer your question, I don't remember.
You don't.
Mm-hmm. Were you
what was
your
question again?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
Are you drunk now?
I'm not.
Are you under the influence of any drugs?
No, I'm not.
Try this.
And where do you keep your Oscar?
Oh, that's a secret.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a Free Fire coming out in a month or so? Can you tell us something about that and maybe anything else you've done that isn't a Marvel movie coming up?
What's your address and phone number?
Well, I'm not going to answer Free Fire questions right now because I feel like that's like cheating on movies. But coming up next, I just directed a film that Sam Jackson's in called Unicorn Store, and that I'm editing right now.
Reed, what's the name of that film?
Unicorn Store.
Unicorn Store. Thank
Unicorn
you.
Store.
Unicorn
guess what it's about?
Okay.
Well, you've done photography. You've been involved in music, acting. And do you get the same feel and passion out of all those things? Is it just all part of the creative process, or does one sort of drive you more?
No, I think they all kind of. I think they all just kind of feed each other. They're all like a conversation. I like feeling a little off balance, so I like switching to different things. So that I never get too comfortable in any one thing. You can get really bad habits. Like, as an actor, I think you can get bad habits if you do the same thing every day and play the same character, and you get stuck in a rut. And so I think I like jumping between genres and then taking a break and learning something new. I like feeling like I'm still learning.
It must have been really fun, your breaks, because of all... You guys are all really fun and have huge personalities. So during break... And, like, going out, what was the best time for you guys?
We held baby koalas.
Yeah.
Aww.
Going to a kangaroo petting zoo and...
It was an animal sanctuary.
Like emus.
Like kangaroo petting zoo.
Well,
much nicer. I did these things called breakends, where we would plan these weekends of fun.
The Den Mother.
Because I'm not really like a Friday night, let's go to a club person. I'm like, Friday night, let's go play laser tag person. So that's what we do.
How could you corral these guys? They're all...
Very easily.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She
was...
It's very hard to compete with, I rented out a laser tag place at 8 o'clock on Saturday. We're stuck on an island together. We're just all stuck together. There's nothing else around.
Going crazy.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Are you still hard feelings?